There can be no sitting down unless the place is furnished. He is the nobleman of the house. He is the Lord and Master of the house. And he may not sit in that house until the scene is ready and fitted for him. Furnished. And you know, in decorum, you go to a nobleman's house to have meals. You don't sit at that table until that man first of all sit down. And when he stands, it means it's time for you to leave. It's decorum. So the table has got to be furnished with guests. It has to be furnished with what is necessary for dining and fellowship. It's got to be fitted. And then the nobleman takes his position. And then the nobleman sits down. I want you to see, in the face of the Lord sitting down, it's not only the Passover that has to fit the scene, but also the introduction of the Lord's Supper. There's no shaka sitting down. Furnish the place. The master must sit in this place. I cannot find any place to sit unless he first sits. Follow the man with a pitcher of water. And that man signifies the Spirit of God. He knows that place. He knows the upper room. And that signifies a place that is elevated away from the common scene. It's a place that the master knows. He had already had contact with that place. It's a place where his guests can sit alone with himself. Follow the man with a pitcher of water. The Holy Spirit must provide direction to this place. And I'm going to take this up a little more in a few minutes' time in the notice scene. Follow him, bearing the pitcher of water. Remember the Lord Jesus, in this very scene of the Passover, this very scene of the supper, the Lord Jesus said, before he left the upper room, he said, I'm going to give you another comforter. When the Holy Spirit has come, he will teach you all things. He will bring all things to your remembrance. He will take the things of myself and bring them to you. He will not speak from himself. But whatsoever you seen, that will he speak. That's the man with a pitcher of water. That's the man who will lead to that place where the host can sit with dignity and honor. Visited many of our scene of breaking the bread these days. This has been one of my very personal exercise, not only here, but in Guyana early this year, I did carry out the same exercise to visit the scene of the breaking of bread, to see how far we have shifted from what the brethren, what the fathers have handed down to us. And sometimes water settled in my eyes to see what they've done with Christ, the place where Christ sits. You will never be able to connect with him if you do not follow that man. You can't connect with him. You cannot sit in dignity. You cannot sit with pride. I'm in this place and Christ is here. I'm the presence of my master and my Lord. That's the pride I'm talking about. You know, when I go to the breaking of bread, this is not human pride, man. I'm glad to sit there with Christ. I'm glad to be in the company of Christ. I'm glad to be with my Lord, to speak of him, to the Father, to God. Oh, my heart really, it boils over with pleasure. When you come to that place where Christ sits, where two or three are gathered together, gathered out unto my name, there am I in the midst of them. You better learn to sit there. That's what God is going to take into the other scene. Said, I'm going to come and take you out of this place in my Father's house. So we are anticipate unspiritual, and not a sitting in my Father's house. From the scene of the breaking of bread, no wonder Paul said, we do celebrate the Lord. We do show the Lord that till he comes, we connect with that other scene. So you sit. And in that place of sitting, you set aside the Passover and introduce something fresh and new from God. Feast of dignity. That which fully represents him. I'm not going into the Lord's Supper, but just to set that scene where the Lord is pleased to sit down. And when he sat down, the others sat with him. And then he went and he took bread out of, a loaf out of that, put aside the Passover. Judas having gone out, Judas never take place in that. No Judas in that place. I know some brethren have other thoughts on that. No Judas in that place. He gave him the sup. And then he went out, immediately after he received the sup, he went out, left that scene. No Judas at that table. We have to measure not only our responsibility, not only our privileges, but our responsibility in being in that place. He will not accommodate the Judases at the inception of this feast. He must go out. Let the man examine himself, and so let him eat. Finally, just to connect, bring things a little closer to us, in Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 2. First of all, the man with the pitcher of water. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as the rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like a fire, and it sat upon each one of them. And they were all filled with the Spirit of God. Verse 33. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has set forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into heaven, but he said himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit down on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made that same Jesus whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. What a word. What a word. Pentecost. The first message of Pentecost is a message of the exalted Christ, the glorified Christ, and the coming of the Holy Spirit. Just as he said it in John chapter 14. We have it here. Exalted. Taking his seat above. Here he sits as head. He sits as Lord. He sits as priest. The breaking of bread, as you know, is a priestly exercise. He sits as priest. He sits as head. It's a new direction. It's a new order of things. And Christ takes the center stage. And then we turn over and close on this. Verse 42. We have in verse 41 the occasion of baptism. The scene is judged. The world is judged. And now we are brought into this elevated sphere of the saints gathering. Verse 42. And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. You see how the man with a pitcher of water connects with this new scene. I want to challenge you, beloved.